You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
At 4 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. How you doing? Already? It's starting to get light out. How about that? Well, I tell you, in the middle of February, it's like dark until 8:30 in the morning. Anyway, hope you're going to have a great Wednesday morning here. Appreciate you letting me be part of it. Lines open 206-421-5757 outside King County at 1-888-312-5757. All right, Barack Obama wanted to be remembered as a transcendent president. A transformative president would be a better way of putting it. In fact, that was the exact word he used, transformative. In other words, someone who doesn't just sit in the Oval Office for 4 years, 8 years, and deal with things as they happen, but someone who transforms the shape of the nation through government policy. And sure enough, he is being compared with a transformative president, but I don't think any one in either party wants to be compared to Richard Nixon. That name, that administration is coming up more and more. And of course, Richard Nixon did not transform the country in a very good way. Here is how Brian Williams started his broadcast last night.
Good evening. As a lot of American adults not so fondly remember, the last time the government was found looking into the phone calls of reporters and using the IRS for political purposes, it was the Nixon era. And while times have changed and circumstances are different, that subject came up at the Obama White House today as the administration now scrambles on several fronts. We begin with the potentially illegal use of the IRS to scrutinize some American groups and citizens because of their politics, and in this case, because of conservative politics. Again, this is just one front we're covering tonight. NBC's Lisa Meyer starts us off live from our Washington newsroom. Lisa, good evening.
Brian, good evening. Today, the president's spokesman categorically denied that the White House had anything to do with the IRS targeting conservative nonprofit groups. But today's Inspector General report will fuel still more questions about what happened.
Here because you love America.
The report officially confirms what Tea Party groups and conservatives have said for more than a year, that the IRS was targeting them for extra scrutiny. The Inspector General's report says beginning in 2010, the IRS used inappropriate criteria to single out Tea Party and other organizations based upon their names or policy positions when applying for tax-exempt status. It said ineffective management allowed improper criteria to stay in place for more than 18 months and resulted in substantial delays on applications and unnecessary information requests. The IRS has fixed some of the problems, according to the IG, but needs to do more.
When the IRS starts behaving like a rogue agent that considers itself above the law, we've entered truly dangerous territory.
That's Senator John Cornyn weighing in on the controversy.
In an op-ed today, Acting IRS Commissioner Stephen Miller said, mistakes were made, but they were in no way due to any political or partisan motivation. He blamed too many cases and a lack of sensitivity. But there is a firestorm in Congress because Miller knew a year ago that the IRS had targeted conservative groups and said nothing.
This was either one of the greatest cases of incompetence that I've ever seen, or it was the IRS willfully not telling Congress the truth.
That's Orrin Hatch, Senator from Utah, weighing in.
Today, the Attorney General said he's ordered an investigation by the FBI.
Those were, I think as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable, but we are examining the facts to see if there were criminal violations.
But Republicans are unlikely to accept the Obama administration investigating itself. Three congressional committees already have planned hearings into what interaction, if any, the IRS had with Treasury officials or the White House, and into whether anyone at the IRS has been fired. Brian.
Okay, again, that is how NBC began their broadcast last night. And I want to play that clip you heard from Orrin Hatch again, because I think it lays out exactly how you look at this.
This was either one of the greatest cases of incompetence that I've ever seen, or it was the IRS willfully not telling Congress the truth.
Okay, I weigh in on the latter. And here is why. Let's go through this timeline together. On Friday, Lois Lerner, an IRS official, she heads the tax-exempt organization's division for the Internal Revenue Service, said that, apologized and acknowledged that the IRS had given special scrutiny to organizations that had the words Tea Party or Patriot in them. Okay? These employees worked in a local office in Cincinnati, and this practice was identified and stopped by the IRS, but we apologize for the fact that it was even going on. Okay, that was Friday morning. Come Monday, not to quote Jimmy Buffett, but come Monday, we started hearing that, no, it wasn't just the words Patriot and Tea Party. In fact, if the organization was even right of center and politically inclined to things like the deficit, the debt, if they wanted to educate people about the U.S. Constitution, that got them flagged. So all of a sudden, it wasn't just a couple of words that triggered these alarms. Then we learned that it wasn't just some IRS agents in employees in Cincinnati, but in several offices, including their headquarters, Washington, D.C. Okay? And then we learned that the IRS was seeking information about donors, asking questions that had no business asking. Give us your donor list. Give us the minutes of your meeting. Give us the names of family members of donors and people who are officers of your entity. So it wasn't just, well, we're putting them under sharper scrutiny and we're delaying their applications. They were asking all sorts of questions they had no business asking. And a lot of them, knowing that the IRS was hanging their potential tax-exempt status over their head, just quietly complied. And then we learned that this information, once collected, was being sent out to liberal organizations. So you had a political enterprise going on within the IRS. And when you start leaking, when you send information on the finances and the donors and the budgets of 31 conservative organizations to a George Soros media group, ProPublica, then you are not incompetent. You're committing a crime. The IRS isn't supposed to ask for a lot of this data, and they're sure as heck not supposed to disclose it. So that is why this IRS scandal is picking up steam. This is particularly worrisome, given that it justifies and it validates everything that conservative right-wing organizations have been saying about the federal government, that it's run amok with power, that it's not constrained as it's supposed to be by the Constitution and the rule of law, that the Obama administration, a bunch of Chicago political hacks who are ruthless in their use of power and reckless in their use of power. I say that's concerning only because it means we're in for some really tough sailing ahead. We meaning the country. This is rough stuff. And this kind of thing hasn't been seen since the Nixon years. Here is Jessica Yellen from CNN. Again, hardly a conservative.
Obama's being compared to President Nixon.
Oh, whoa. That's wrong clip. I thought we had Jessica Yellen here. Okay. This is a reporter at the press gaggle in the White House asking spokesman Jay Carney about comparisons to the Nixon era coming out of this IRS scandal.
Obama's being compared to President Nixon on this. How does he feel about that?
Again, I don't have a reaction from President Obama. I can tell you that the people who make those kind of comparisons need to check their history because, what we have here with one issue.
You're darn right they need to check their history because Nixon didn't pull off what happened here. Nixon tried, and his own IRS and commissioner and Treasury secretary refused to carry out the orders. The word from George Shultz, quote, carry this no further, close quote. This time it happened.
In Benghazi is so clearly, as we're learning more and more, a political sideshow, a deliberate effort to politicize a tragedy. The president feels very strongly about that. You heard him address that yesterday. On these other issues, these are things that we are finding out about, and we need to wait appropriately for independent action to be completed before he can in any way take action or comment specifically on it. I think that it is a reflection of the sort of rapid politicization of everything that you have that kind.
Wait a minute. Who's politicizing what here? Benghazi is a scandal because it was politicized. Because the reality of what happened there was changed for political purposes. You're beating up on organizations that apply for tax-exempt status because their politics don't match yours. What do you mean they're politicizing everything? And listen to how just incoherent and inarticulate this guy is.
Kind of commentary. Everything becomes, a huge political issue.
Anyway, it's 17 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to John Carlson, off to a fast start. A lot going on today on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Sort of rapid politicization of, everything that you have that kind of commentary. Everything becomes a huge
man, you are one pathetic loser. No offense.
YKVI, perspective, passion, principles, where you get your news and views matters. Thanks for choosing America's original conservative talk station. Talk Radio 570, KVI.